This is Flow Radio. This is a continuation of a conversation with Sandy Montero. He is now on the staff of Floor Trends. The individuals that the magazine and the website reach are the players that make the decisions. They make the buying decisions. They decide to put one product or another on the floor. And I guess one of the things you're going to be doing is talking to various suppliers that are going to put this information in front of retailers who make those buying decisions. And I guess these are very important players.
Well, you know, not just important players, they're important partners. You know, the successful retailers that I know have very strong relationships with their suppliers. And those relationships are really crucial to their success. I can't imagine, with all the challenges of running a retail business, to be aligned with suppliers that don't give you the support and help you need. So I think they're a critically important part of that connection, that chain. And I think that, you know, our role, Floor Trends, our website, our other products, our role is to help facilitate that, to communicate, to, you know, exchange the information, make sure it's getting out there, and to be a conduit for the kinds of learning, education, information, and that the marketplace requires nowadays.
You know, also, obviously the big players have a story to tell and a continuing story to tell, but there's also smaller players. A lot of retailers don't get to services and coverings, a lot of the major shows, and unfortunately they miss a lot of these smaller players with some new and unique products. And I guess inside of a magazine or on a website is the only place that these people are going to see that kind of information, because they don't have a sales force to knock on every door, every retailer's door in the country.
Well, and that's true. But, you know, and when you think about it, here, take WPC. U.S. Floors, it was not that long ago that U.S. Floors was a small specialty player, but their impact on the market has been huge. The fact is that a lot of our most profound innovations are happening at these smaller companies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in U.S. Floors' case, they took an innovation and they turned it into something really big, and we're all benefiting from that. So the giants are big. They're great companies. They've got a lot going on in terms of support, new product, innovation. But even the small guys are also making very significant contributions on that front that are transformative.
Yes.
And that can... we see the impact they're having on our industry.
And I guess retailers need to see these new things, and, you know, they need, and I guess the pressure is on them more now than ever to offer an interesting and sort of a challenging sales floor to a consumer. You know, you were talking earlier about all of the competition that, you know, that they're getting, and this is competition not only from other floor covering players, but from the Best Buys and all the other retailers out there and taking vacations and so on. They need to be sharper than ever to attract these people that are now very sophisticated.
You know, leaders lead, and specialty retailers in our industry have always been the leaders and the conduit to reach the consumer. And yes, they need to be aware of new trends. They need to have the new products that excite consumers. They also need to be seeing down the road at what's coming next to prepare themselves and to prepare their customers for those things. So, you know, leaders lead, and the retailer has been a part of that leadership channel for a long time, and I think a very important part of that.
Sandy, you've been around this business for a long time. Have you seen younger guys coming into this industry? I've sort of dismissed that as a possibility, and over the last month or so, I've heard that two or three times from people that I've talked with, that yes, younger people are coming in, the sons and daughters of owners of retail establishments, and people from the outside, and that sort of, again, I don't know what the numbers are in this. I don't know that anybody knows that, but... that I look at as a very positive event, if indeed that is happening in this business. Are you seeing it?
You know, I am seeing that. I hear that anecdotally from a lot of the friends and contacts I have in the industry. You know, millennials are coming, and they're here to stay. And thank goodness, you know, without young people, there is no future.
Yes.
But we've got this entire generation of young people that are anxious to make their mark on the world, and they will be heard. And the great thing about the flooring industry is so many of those young people that are coming in are part of this pre-existing legacy, whether it's their own family business, you know, in the second or even third or even fourth generation. So, you know, you have all this young talent, this whole, the vim and vigor of these young people coming to the market with new ideas and new ways of doing things. And the blessing in our industry is that they're still tied to this legacy of local service, of family, of, you know, multi-generational businesses. I think it's a great coming together of all these forces that bodes very well for the future.
And they're also bringing with them new ideas, new ways of getting things done, new technology, and, of course, talking to their peers, other millennials, and I think that's a much-needed change in this business.
You know, they bring a different mindset. We used to say that these kids were, you know, digital ready, or, you know, they bring a different mindset. They bring a different level of awareness to all the new tools that are available. And, you know, I think they're going to have a very profound and positive impact on our society.
Talk about your message. You're going to be out talking to various suppliers, telling them about the Floor Trends magazine. Talk about some of the things, and again, I know this is the front end. You've been here for 2 days or something, so I don't know that's a fair question. But talk about the message that you bring to these people.
Well, you know, and definitely. Before I do that, you know, speaking about industry legacy, there's a part of me that is very aware that Floor Trends also has this legacy. Before it was National Floor Trends. Before that, it was Western Floor. And that legacy of Howard Olansky, I think, is still very much alive. And that represents a tremendous opportunity. When I look at Floor Trends today, I see a very talented team, Dave Madonia, the publisher, who has a real vision for where he wants to take this magazine, Tanya Kern, somebody that I've worked with for a long time, and is also extremely talented. You know, you've got Keith Perry, who's been on board for a long time, knows what's going on in this industry, so and some new talent that has come on board. So I look at the strength of that pool of talent that we have to draw from, and then I look at the kinds of strengths that we have as the magazine. You know, I was frankly a little bit surprised to find that Floor Trends has the leading circulation of industry trade magazines, and that was a very pleasant and exciting opportunity. We also have a tremendous strength in the A&D market, the architect and design market. And between those strengths and the strength of the team that we have on and this powerful legacy that we've inherited, and frankly, the company that owns it all, BMT, is committed to the future of this magazine. When you put all those things together, I mean, you can't help but be excited.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about the circulation numbers, and I imagine that's probably a fact that at least needs to reach more ears. I don't know that a lot of potential advertisers out there and advertisers are fully aware of that.
Well, you know what? And I wasn't fully aware of it even as a competitor. But the marketplace is changing nowadays. And let's be honest, if you're looking at the number of retailers that were in this business even 4 years ago, compared to the number that are in today, those numbers have changed. And in some cases and in some places, those numbers have changed dramatically. So if you're not with your finger on the pulse of what the changes are in the market, you know, it's going to be very difficult to win. And it was very, you know, heartening to see that Floor Trends is really paying attention to these, what I call, key areas for the future of the business.
I gotcha. Well, again, let me remind our listeners that Sandy Montero, the former publisher of Floor Covering Weekly has joined the staff of Floor Trends. He's going to be out spreading the word. And certainly you have anything that I can, or any help that I can be, I certainly would do that. And what sort of things you see occupying your time going forward? Knocking on doors, making calls, spreading the word?
Well, you know, yeah, I've been fortunate to have so many great contacts and great friends in the industry. And so I will be focused on sales initially. But I'm hoping, you know, I know a little bit about media. I know a little bit about the flooring industry. I'm hoping that I'll be able to contribute, you know, across many aspects of our business. And I'm looking forward to that.
Very good. Well, Sandy, anything I can do, certainly you have my help. It's great to have you on this team. I've been here for several years, and it's really grown and changed, and it's great to see you on the team.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure. And, again, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, Dave.
Yes, sir. We've been talking with Sandy Montero, former publisher of Floor Covering Weekly, now on the staff of Floor Trends. And this is Floor Radio.